弟兄姐妹平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Oh, yeah, we welcome everyone, especially we are so glad the children are here. But now you can dismiss. Okay, yeah.好，今天是复活日的啊，复活节的主日。
This is the Lord's Day of Resurrection.
我们知道耶稣基督的复活是我们信仰的核心。
I know that the resurrection of Christ is the center of our beliefs.
耶稣基督的复活也是我们人生希望之所在。
And Jesus' resurrection is where we are hoped for in our lifetime.
所以我们今天在复活节的主日，我们要仔细的思考。这个复活节，耶稣基督的复活对我们究竟意味着什么
？So we have to think about that in this very special day. What that mean for the resurrection of Jesus Christ?
跟我们，他跟我们之间有什么关系
？What kind of relationship are we related to, with Jesus Christ?
我们知道耶稣基督复活，他奠定了我们复活的基础。
We know that the resurrection of Christ, which set the foundation for our eternal life.
如果耶稣没有复活，我们信的就是枉然。
If Jesus did not resurrected from the grave, then what we believe is in vain.
耶稣基督如果没有复活的话，我们也不可能也永生。
So if Jesus Christ did not resurrected, then we no longer have the eternal life.
首先。耶稣基督复活，他告诉我们，他可以战胜罪恶和死亡。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ means he can conquer the death and the sin.
所以这里在哥林多前书第十五章是很清楚说，耶稣基督若没有复活，我们信的便是枉然，你们仍然在罪里面。
So it said clearly that in the first Corinthians that if Christ has not been raised.Your faith and futile.
人生两大难题，第一个就是罪恶的捆绑。
There are two major problems for our life. The first one is the sin.
第二就是死亡的诅咒。
The second is the curse from the death.
这是每一个人所面临的最大的两个捆绑。
So this is everybody we have to face too, the two things.
如果耶稣基督仅仅是在十字架上死了。
If Jesus Christ just died on the cross,
那他最多就是说他没有以恶报恶。
So the best we can say is he did not use evil against evil.
他最多就是跟这一个罪恶同归于尽了。
The best we can say is he died along with the sin.
但是他从死里复活，表明他的爱。不仅仅是跟罪恶好像同归于尽，而是他可以战胜这个罪恶。
So he raised from the grave means he is not just a sin with the die with the sin, but he can conquer the sin.
因为钉他十字架的罪人最后死了。
Because the person who put him on the cross died eventually.
但是爱罪人的主被钉死了，却复活了。
But the Lord who loves all the sinners eventually raised from the grave.
这就告诉我们，主耶稣战胜了这个罪恶。
This tells us that Jesus Christ conquered the sin.
耶稣基督他星期五晚上他被钉死了。
On Friday night, Jesus Christ was crucified.
被埋葬了。
Buried.
但是三天后复活了。
But three days later, he resurrected.
这就告诉我们，他战胜了死亡。
This tells us that he conquered the death.
如果他不能战胜罪恶和死亡，他就不是上帝。
If he cannot conquer the death, then he is no longer the Lord.
如果他可以战胜罪恶和死亡，他就必须是上帝。
If he can conquer the death and the sin, then he must be the Lord.
因为在这个世界上。在没有任何人可以战胜罪恶和死亡。
Because in this world, nobody can conquer the sin and death.
所以耶稣基督的复活以大能显示他是神的儿子。
So the resurrection of Jesus Christ means he is the Son of the God.
因此他也能够成为我们的拯救。
So he can be our salvation.
所以我们可以看到这一个我们的信仰的基础是我们的主他战胜罪恶和死亡。
So we can see the foundation of our beliefs is the Jesus Christ.
这就是我们救恩的基础。
This is the foundation of our salvation.
当然也是我们人生的真正的盼望之所在。
Of course, this is also the hope of our entire life.
因为主耶稣他不仅仅是自己从死里复活，而且他应许我们每一个信他的人都要从死里复活。
So Jesus Christ is not just resurrected by himself only. He also promised us that whoever believed in him will be resurrected in the future.
所以我们不再那么惧怕死亡。
So we no longer so afraid of death.
用圣经的话说，耶稣基督是我们生命的一个写照。他是用圣经的话说，他是我们信仰的中一个初熟的果子一样。
So if you use the word from the Bible, Jesus is the first fruits, and also he is he's the refreshing example of our life.
你看我们春天来了对吧
Spring is coming.
万物复苏
Everything grow up.
这一个树木花草开始发芽开花结果
Blossoms from the trees, from the flowers.
那结果的时候往往我们会看到第一个果子
So when it bears fruit, we always can see the very first fruit.
第一个果子它不仅表示生命的回归
So the first fruit not only represent the coming back of the life.
而且告诉我们，既然有第一个果子，还会有更多的果子会出来。
So this also tells us not only have the first fruit, but there will be more fruit coming up.
这个比喻告诉我们，耶稣基督是在神国里面他复活的第一个例子，也就告诉我们所有的信徒。都要像他一样，有一天他再来的时候，都要复活。
So this tells us that Jesus Christ is the very first fruit, and this also tells us that all the people who believed in him will also be resurrected in the future.
如果我们知道我们有一天会复活
，If we know that one day we will resurrect,
我们的生活会不一样的。
Our life will be very different.
我们会选择一个。不一样的人生
So we will choose a different way.
因为圣经告诉我们，今天全世界都伏在死亡之下，所以很多的人因为对死亡的惧怕，选择一个因为惧怕死亡而带来的人生。
So because we know that the whole world is subject to death, so the people in this world are afraid of to die, then they choose a way they want to choose.
一个常常惧怕死亡的人，他一定是胆小的。
So a person who is afraid of death, he must not have the courage to face death.
一个常常惧怕死亡的人，他一定是短视的
someone who are always worried and afraid of death, he always is nearsighted in the future.
一个常常惧怕死亡的人，他一定是选择现实的东西。
A person who is afraid of death always choose whatever in front of him or her.
一个常常惧怕死亡的人，他一定是没有信心的。
Someone who is afraid of death definitely have no faith.
所以耶稣基督战胜死亡而且应许我们永生他让我们有一个真正的新的人生的开始
So Jesus Christ conquered the death and definitely will give us a new beginning of our life
当一个人如果连死都不怕的时候他还会怕什么呢
If someone is not afraid of death what else this person will be afraid for
所以耶稣基督是我们真正的生命的盼望
So Jesus Christ is the true hope in our life.
在这里第二十四节说的更清楚，等耶稣基督再来以后，他要把一切执政的、掌权的，都要放在他的脚下。
So here in verse 24, it says clearly that when Jesus comes back again, he will put everyone, the dominion, the authority, and the power under his feet.
今天还有很多很多的。 邪恶的势力，或者是政权，或者是人，今天他们没有，还没有降服在耶稣基督的脚下。
Today in this world, there are many, many powerful persons governors. They have not yet be subject to Jesus Christ under his feet.
但是耶稣基督再次降临的时候，他的国要完全降临。但那一天，一切的仇敌，看得见的、看不见的、属灵的，都要真正完全的降服在他的脚下。
So when Jesus Christ comes back again, and that day, everything, whether it's anything in the world, whether it's spiritual or not, will be subject to him.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为耶稣复活了。
Because Jesus.
耶稣的复活实际上它代表什么？代表着真理的得胜。
So this resurrection of Jesus Christ means is the victory of truth.
我们看到耶稣被罪人钉死。
So we see that Jesus was crucified by the sinners.
好像那一些没有真理的祭司长、文士啊，那些法利赛人，好像他们得胜了。
So it looks like those the chief of the priests, the scribes, they won the game.
我们看到那些人异口同声的喊说要把巴拉巴罪犯放掉，把耶稣钉死的时候，我们看到邪恶得胜了。
So when we see that all the people said that we want to release Barabbas and crucify Jesus, then we know that time the evil won.
但是耶稣复活了，表明他们的得胜是暂时的，他们的得胜是虚无的。
So when Jesus resurrected, we can see that their victory is temporary.
我们看到一个爱罪人的人最后被罪人钉死了，好像爱失败了。
So we see that someone who loves sinners and eventually being crucified with sinners looks like he failed.
但他却复活了。
However, he resurrected.
所以爱最终会得胜。
So love eventually will have the victory.
我们看到这一位主，他真正的被钉死了。
So we can see that the Lord truly been crucified.
但他复活了。
But he resurrected.
所以最后生命吞没了死亡。
So eventually the life that unconquered the death.
今天我们在这个世上。
Today in this world,
我们常常看不到真理得胜。
Quite often, we cannot see that the truth have victory.
我们看到正义好像也不能得胜。
Looks like all the righteous things.
我们常常看到爱也不能得胜。
We seems like that even love cannot conquer this.
我们看到好像好人还活得很短。
So sometimes we see a good people have short life.
我们看到圣经说得很清楚啊，坏人活千年呢。
So we can see that many bad people they have a long, very long lifetime.
但是基督的复活已经告诉我们，这一切都是短暂的。
But Jesus told us, his resurrection told us that everything is temporary.
真理必胜。
Truth.
正义必胜。
Eventually, conquer everything.
爱必胜。
Love will conquer everything.
生命必胜。
And life.
所以我们活着。
So,
因为基督耶稣他活着。
So we live because Jesus lives.
他再来的时候。
When he comes back again.
真理、正义、爱都要得胜。
Truth, righteousness, and love will conquer everything.
这就是我们坚持真理、坚持正义、坚持爱真正的动力。
This is why we insist on the truth, the righteousness, and the love.
所以如果你觉得在这个世上没有公义，
If you think there's no righteousness in this world,
你知道耶稣基督再来的时候，他要审判这个世界。
And when Jesus comes back again, he will judge this world.
所以耶稣的复活，它代表着这一切的正义的得胜。
So the resurrection of Jesus represents that the everything will conquer.
也是我们生活的真正的目的一个。
And this is also the strength that we can live in this world.
让我们看一看，下面看一看，信徒的复活究竟包含什么
？So let take a look at that the resurrection of believers means what?
因为刚才说过，耶稣的复活它带来信徒的复活。
So we said before that the resurrection of Jesus Christ means the resurrection of the believers.
实际上信徒的复活包含两个部分。
The resurrection of the believers including two things.
实际上包含两个步骤。
Actually, it's two steps.
一个信徒首先在身体复活之前，他是灵性的复活。
Before a believer's resurrection of his body or her body, there is a resurrection of the spirit.
在耶稣基督再来之前，所有的信徒。
Before Jesus Christ comes back again, all believers
都会最后啊，都会经历身体的死亡。
We all will experience the death of our body.
但他们死亡之前呢，他们会有一个灵性的重生。
But before the death, we'll have a resurrection of the spirit.
当我们奉主的名受洗归入他名下的时候，我们的灵性重生了。
When we baptized in His name, our spirit reborn again.
所以我们今天有等一会儿下午有九位弟兄姊妹要受洗。
So there will be nine brothers and sisters will be baptized this afternoon.
当他们从内心深处接受耶稣基督做救主的时候，他们的灵性复活了。
When they accepted Jesus Christ deep in their heart, their spirit resurrected.
为什么说灵性复活呢？
Why means the reborn again of their spirit?
当一个人没有认识主，没有接受耶稣做救主的时候，他的灵魂虽然还在，但是真正的那一个通向上帝的灵性实际上已经死亡。
When a person who does not believe in Jesus Christ, although when he still lives, his spirit is there, but his spirit no longer has the way, go all the way to the Lord.
所以你看以弗所书说的非常清楚，当我们死在过犯中的时候，他便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
So in the book of Ephesians it said clearly, when we die in the sin, we were resurrected with Jesus Christ.
那就是说我们活过来说明我们已经死了，当我们认识主的时候，接受主的时候，我们就从过犯，我们就从死亡中，那个灵性的死亡中活过来了。
So if we accept Jesus Christ, even we die, but we can born again from this spirit that already accepted Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
当我们没有认识主的时候，
before we know Jesus Christ,
我们那一个属灵的那一个上帝赐给我们的灵性已经死亡了。
The spirit in our body was dead.
所以什么叫灵性死亡？那个生命与上帝隔绝。
What means the spirit is dead? Is our life has disconnected with God?
所以严格来说，我们还不能说我们真正的活着。
So strictly speaking, we should not say we are alive.
那这是第一步啊，灵性的复活。
This is the first step, the reborn of our spirit.
但是我们知道信徒还有真正身体的复活。
But we know believers has also the actual the resurrection of our body.
圣经里面讲的复活，绝大部分都是讲的身体的复活。
In the Bible, talking about resurrection is basically talking about the resurrection of our body.
所以35节说得很清楚，那是复活带到什么样的身体来呢？说明我们有一个复活的身体。
So verse 35 said clearly that we should have a resurrected body.
有多少人相信我们最后还有身体的复活，请举手。
How many people believe that we eventually we have the resurrection of our body?
还有人不举手的是吧？还有人不举手。
Somebody, someone we can't raise our hand.
所以我发现当我们真正相信我们的身体还要复活的时候，我们的信仰会不一样。
So when we truly believe our body will resurrect, then our beliefs will be different.
我们真正相信身体要复活，我们可能不会这么care 我们的身体。
So if we know that our body will resurrect, then we will not be focused on our body.
Focus, 很好的翻译啊，这个很好的翻译。我不是说我们不需要重视我们的身体。
That does not mean we don't care about our body.
但是一个相信身体还会复活的人，不会永远把肉体放在第一位。
But someone who believes that the body will be resurrected will never that put our body flesh as number one.
那复活究竟是怎么复活？
But what means resurrection?
这里很重要。
This is very critical.
这也是为什么要讲你在使肉体复活之前，你的灵性必须真正的复活。
That's why we say before our body is resurrected, our spirit must be resurrected.
因为圣经非常清楚告诉我们。
Because the Bible tells us very clearly,
这一个复活的动力、根据或者源泉是圣灵。
So we know what make the resurrection happen is our Holy Spirit.
如果你的生命里面没有圣灵，你不能复活。
If in our life there's no Holy Spirit, there's no way we can resurrect.
圣经非常清楚告诉我们，在罗马书第八章。
The Bible says clearly in Romans chapter 8.
然而，叫耶稣基督从死里复活者，上帝的这个灵啊，圣灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。
But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwells in you.
这就是非常清楚告诉我们，圣灵使我们的身体复活。
So that means clear, that tells us clearly that Holy Spirit make our body born again.
而且这个圣灵是应该住在我们心里的那个圣灵。
And this Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit live inside our body.
这就是为什么前段时间我讲了一个关于圣灵的系列。
That's why in the past months I preached about the Holy Spirit.
而且第三讲告诉我们，我们必须在圣灵里面重生。
On the third subject on the sermon, it said we have to reborn through our Holy Spirit.
而且圣灵重生是会在人的生命中有标志的。
And the reborn in Holy Spirit, there will be we can live out from our life.
圣灵使人身体复活，在旧约里面啊，我们就看到了以西结书里面有一个意象啊。
So the Holy Spirit can resurrect our body in the Old Testament. The book of Ezekiel has an example.
上帝借着以西结告诉我们这一个死亡的枯干的人的骸骨，在圣灵之下。可以重新站起来。
In Ezekiel chapter 37, it tells us that God can make the dry bone reborn again.
他的耶和华的灵降在我的身上。
The spirit of Jehovah just in our body.
耶和华借他的灵带我出去。
The Lord used His spirit to bring us out.
将我放在平原中，这平原。遍满骸骨
To put me in the field and which filled with bones.
他使我从骸骨的四周经过，谁知在平原的骸骨甚多，而且极其干枯。
So it said that passed by them around about, and behold, there were very, very many in the open valley.
这个看着骸骨甚多，那什么意思？到处都是死亡的尸体。
So see so many dry bones means dead body everywhere.
极其枯干什么意思呢？
And it's very dry means what?
表明已经死了很久了。
Means has been dead for a long time.
已经死透了。
And it's completely dead.
是完全没有生命的可能。
There's nothing life in that bone.
但是
But
他说 神就对他说，人子啊，这些骸骨能够复活吗？
Then the Lord said to him, Son of man, can these bones live?
我说主耶和华了，你是知道的。
So he replied, say, Oh Lord, you know that.
他又对我说，你向这些骸骨发预言说，枯干的骸骨啊，要听耶和华的话。
So the Lord keep on saying that, prophesy upon these bones and say to unto them.
枯干的骸骨如何能够听耶和华的话呢？
A dry bone, how can a dry bone listen to Lord's words?
枯干的骸骨如何听耶和华的话？我们在新约我们就知道，人死了，但是他的灵魂还在。
So how can a dry bone listen to God's words? In the New Testament, we know we die, but our spirit is still there.
但一个人的灵魂还可以，还愿意，还可以听耶和华的话的时候，他是可以复活的。
And when a spirit of a person still can listen to God's word, this person can be resurrected.
然后主耶和华对这些骸骨如此说：“我必使气息进入你里面，你们就要活了。”
So the Lord said, "I definitely will let the breath into you, then you will be alive."
我必使你们加上筋。使你们长肉，又将皮遮蔽你们，使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了，你们便知道我是耶和华。
And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skins, and you will be alive.
这个气息，这里气息进入人。人的这个枯干的骸骨，骸骨就活。这里气息是关键。
And Lord will put the breath in you, and this is the key point.
在原文希伯来文里面，气息和灵魂 spirit 是一个单词。
In the Hebrews, the breath and the spirit is the same word.
气息，你还知道上帝创造人的时候，在创世纪说什么？先造了人的肉体，最后什么？神吹了一口气，放在他的。鼻孔里面，这个人就成为什么有灵的活人。
And in the Genesis said that when Lord first create a human body, he breathed a breath into the person. Then this person become a live person with spirit.
只有上帝的灵、上帝的气、上帝的灵吹入在加在一个人的这个肉体里面，这个人才能够真正成为一个有灵魂的人。
Only Lord breathe a breath into a person, then this person can be a person with spirit.
我们看到，于是先知就遵命所预言。
He said, "I prophesied as I was commanded."
正说预言的时候，不料有声响，有地震，谷与谷相互联络。
And at that time, then the cedars, sinews, and the flesh come up upon. Together.
我光看见这个筋骨上这一个有筋啊，又长了肉，又有皮遮盖其上，只是还没有气息。
So we can see that the sinews and the flesh come upon together, and but there's no breath in this body.
然后主对我说：“人子啊，你要继续发预言，向风啊发预言说，主耶和华如此说：气息啊，要从四方而来。”吹在这些被杀的人身上，使他们活了。
And said, "Son of man, and you have to prophesy and say to the wind, and says that the come from the four winds."
于是我就遵命说预言，说预言，气息就进入骸骨，骸骨便活了，并且站起来成为极大的军队。
And the prophesied as he commanded, and then the breath and came into them, and that they lived.
这个跟上帝创造人的时候，这个步骤是非常相似的。
And this is very similar to the situation when God created human beings.
上帝吹气。
God gave the breath.
然后造了肉体。
And create. A fresh body.
但这个肉体还不能站起来。
But the flesh body cannot stand up.
它还没有真正的生命。
There's no true life.
圣灵继续做工。
And the Holy Spirit continue to work.
这个肉体有了灵魂以后，它真正站起来，成为一个有灵的活人。
The flesh body has the spirit, then can stand up, then become a person with spirit.
这预表着这不仅仅是创造人的过程，也是复活的一个写照。
This is not only the process that God created human being, but also represent when we resurrect. What happened when we resurrected?
所以我想告诉大家的是。圣灵使我们的身体复活。
So we can tell us that the Holy Spirit make us resurrect.
而且在新约时代，这个圣灵应该是在一个真正得救的人身上的。
And in the New Testament means the Holy Spirit should be in a person who truly believe in God.
换句话说
，In other words,
没有圣灵的人。是没有得救的。
That means a person without Holy Spirit,
没有得救
no salvation.
当然，他复活可以复活。我们等会会讲，不信的人都要复活，但是要接受审判以后，没有信的，没有圣灵的，会进入第二次的死亡，永远的死亡。
So person without Holy Spirit still can resurrect, but he will receive a judgment, and eventually he will go to the eternal death.
下面一个问题，大家可能比较很多人很感兴趣。那既然有复活，有复活的身体的复活，那这个身体的复活是什么样的身体呢
？So maybe there's something we have always been curious that since there is a resurrection, and what kind of body will we have when we resurrect？
我听说这个很多人查经班，很多查经小组的时候都讨论啊，我们这个复活以后，我们的身体什么样子啊？
So I heard in many Bible studies we discuss what kind of body we will have after we resurrect.
这是一个既不重要又十分重要的问题。
This is a seems like not important, but actually it's a very critical question.
因为你不太可能知道这个究竟什么样子。
Because it looks like we can't understand what the resurrected body will look like.
既然上帝不会让你知道，因为我们不可能知道，所以呢 somehow 不是那么重要。
So, because we think, well, we don't understand that, so maybe it's not so important.
但是圣经又有很多，尤其是哥林多前书第十五章，有很多的经文，那你不能说这些经文你不管了，那你把这些经文读懂了以后，那你又有很，那就很，又很重要。
So, but in the Bible, especially the Corinthians, chapter 15, talk about this, and since this Bible talked about this, we cannot just put on the side.
这一个复活的身体跟我们现在先前这个身体是有本质的区别的。
So the resurrected body and our present body, there is a basic difference.
当我们说我们可能复活以后，就是我们生前那个最美丽的时刻那个时候，这个说法是不太准确的。
So sometimes we say that the resurrected body is the body that is the most beautiful time when we were still on earth.
这一个复活的身体，它是一个完美的身体。
The resurrected body is a perfect body.
什么叫完美
？What means a perfect body?
圣经告诉我们的完美的定义是什么
？The Bible tells us what means perfection.
所种的现在的啊是朽坏的，但是那复活的是不朽坏的。
The resurrection of the dead, the body that is we have right now is perishable, but the raised one is imperishable.
所种的是羞辱的，复活的是荣耀的。
So what we have right now is dishonor, but the raised up, the new body is glory.
所种的是软弱的，复活的是强壮的。
What we sow in this world is weakness, but the raised is power.
所种的是血气的身体，复活的是灵性的身体。
And the sown is a natural body, but the raised one is a spiritual body.
最后一个是最重点。
The last one is the most critical one.
不朽坏的强壮的荣耀的因为都是属灵性的身体
The imperishable and the power and the
它是一个实在的真实的有血有肉的身体但是它 它本质上又是灵性的身体。
So it is a true body, but the basic is a spiritual body.
所以这里有重点，它会有强调。所以在第44节后面有一个说明：既然有血气的身体，就必有灵性的身体。
So in verse 44, it said, since there is a natural body, so there must be a spiritual body.
所以后面还说，既那属土的怎样，属天的怎样。那啊，我们既有属土的形状，将来也必有属天的形状。
So it said, as was the earthly man, so are those who are of the earth, and as in the heavenly man, so said are those who are of heaven.
所以这一切告诉我们，复活的是一个完美的，是一个在属灵的概念里面完美的身体。
So that means the resurrected body is a perfect body, is a perfect body in spiritual.
我们再回到我们的查经，我们常认为说啊，这一个我们最年轻的时候、最漂亮的时候、最有力量的时候，你那个时候啊，是你现在所在的人生里面可能。按照人的观念是最好的时候，但是它既不完美，而且不一定是在上帝认为你最好的那个标准里面的最好。
So during the Bible study, we sometimes talk about our earthly body. When we're still young and attractive, that's the best body we have. But sometimes this is not what the best body in God's eyes.
一个人什么时候是最美的
？A person, what age is the most beautiful or handsome time?
你可能认为他最年轻的时候最美丽。
Maybe you think when this person is still young, that's the most beautiful time.
但是那个标准是完全是人的标准，因为我们只看到的是外表的美丽。
But that judgment is just a human being's standard, and we just see the outward appearance of this person.
我有一次在电视上看到一个女孩子在听福音的时候在那里哭，我觉得那是我看到的最美丽的女性。
Once I watched a TV program and I saw a girl was crying when she was listening to the gospel, and that I think that was the most beautiful time that girl had.
但我这样说是不是有点危险啊？我都没有，应该说太太最美丽。但是我是想说，对这个人来说啊，对这个人来说，我认为这个时刻是她最美丽的时候。
I probably should say my wife is the most beautiful person in this world. But actually, what I mean is at that moment for this person, that's the most beautiful moment in her lifetime.
我们回到圣经里面，上帝说耶稣基督，他长得按照人的标准好像也不是那么美的。
So in Bible it said that Jesus Christ was not that good looking from the human being's standard.
以赛亚书说的非常清楚，说耶稣基督心什么面容枯槁，还有什么没有加容美貌。
So in the book of Isaiah, it said that the Lord was not the most beautiful and the most perfect, and he looks not look good to the world.
这一切都告诉我们，我们的审美观跟上帝的审美观很可能是不一样的。
So this tells us clearly that the way we judge which is looks good or not is different from what God has.
还有人说啊，这个那当然有一定的圣经根据，就是我们好像耶稣基督回来以后啊，是可以被人认出来的，好像我们可以相互认识啊，这个所以我们好像应该那眼下这一变化应该不大。
So somebody said that in the Bible said that Jesus resurrected and he still can be recognized by some people. That means the resurrected body and our earthly body should look quite kind of similar.
如果变化太大了，那不是认不出来吗？
If it is very different, then how can people recognize Jesus Christ after he resurrected?
但我想再告诉你，我们那个时候是一个属灵的身体，眼睛虽然是一个实在的眼睛，但是它是带着属灵的眼光来看的。我们在天堂里彼此相认，难道？当然我不是很清楚，但是我相信我们不一定 是以现在的眼光来看，而是以一个属灵的眼光来彼此认识。
So we would say this way, that in our spiritual body in the heaven, that we may still can recognize each other, but this is not the same way that we recognize each other with our flesh, our physical eyes, but with the eye of spirit.
弟兄们，我说这一切都想告诉我们，告诉你们，我们在今天信主以后，我们面对的，我们所有的一个唯一的人生目标，就是不断的提高我们属灵的生命。
So we can say that as today we believe in God, so our eventual goal is to continue to raise up our spiritual status.
所以我想再次说，教会只有两件事情要做。
So basically, church has two things we need to do.
第一个，传扬拯救，即拯救生命的福音。
First is we spread the gospel who can save people's life.
第二个，不断地认识基督，不断地效仿基督，生命，属灵生命，真正的成长。
So we have to learn from Jesus Christ and to become more look like Jesus Christ, and this let us our spiritual life continue to grow.
教会绝对不是机械的这个 run program.
The church is not a mechanical programmer.
教会绝不是表面的做表面的工作。
The church is not just do something that let people see.
教会要做的就是传递生命，建造生命，并且传递生命。
What church need to do is to spread this life and build up the life.
看一个人属不属灵，就是在这两点上看他做的有多深。
So if we see a people is spiritual or not, we just look at these two points, see how that person did.
那我再问一个相似的问题。
Let me ask another similar question.
我想当大家一定要跳出这一个肉体的思维模式。
So we have to get out of the division simply from our physical eyes.
有人不是说这一个复活以后的身体就是你这个最美丽的、最强壮的、最年轻的时候那个样子吗
？So somebody say that our resurrected body should be look like the most beautiful moment when we have our body in this world.
但是我想告诉你，这里圣经有一段让我们颠覆的思维完全颠覆的话。
So here there is a Bible verse that can really just kick out what we were thinking about.
这里说圣城耶路撒冷，新的耶路撒冷降临，实际上就是天堂的一个预表。
So all this is just represent what we will be in the heaven.
天堂里面不需要什么任何灯光的因为神的荣耀光照。在那里不需要日光的，不光什么也不要，灯光、日月都不要。
So in heaven, there's no need to have light because the God's glory just shine everywhere. There's no need to have light or have lights.
所以在天堂里面没有 general affair 那个部门。就是那个叫什么总务，没有总务部门。
So in the heaven there's no department called the accounting.
不仅不需要照明，因为为什么呢？在那里根本就没有黑夜。
There's no need to have lamps because there's no night in heaven.
没有黑夜预表着什么
？No night, no darkness in heaven means what?
没有黑夜，我们怎么睡觉呢？
There's no night. How can we go to sleep?
我们现在关了灯都睡不着。
Right now, we even in our dark place, we cannot sleep.
如果完全没有黑夜，你怎么能够睡着呢
？If there's no night, how can we sleep?
那我不禁要问，究竟需不需要睡觉呢
？And I have to ask, do we really need sleep?
那不需要睡觉，这个身体难道不需要休息吗
？And if without sleep, can we have a rest in our body?
但是我们知道，这是一个。灵性的身体，这一切可能都有答案。
Because we know that it's a spiritual body, so all these questions there will be an answer.
所以你最年轻的时候，也是要睡觉的时候。
When we were young, we still need to have sleep.
所以这一切告诉我们，我们不能，我们信了主，圣灵的工作告诉我们，我们不能够以现在这种固有的这一种完全的肉体之中的思维方式继续来思考了。
So that means in heaven we should not just think about everything in the way as we think about right now in this world.
在那里没有黑夜。
Over there in heaven, there's no night, no transgression.
圣经告诉我们，在那里永远的赞美主。
And the Bible told us that
永远赞美
we praise the Lord all the time.
永远赞美也不会感到累。
We praise the Lord all the time. We will never get tired.
因为我们是属灵的身体。
That's because we have the body of spirit.
所以感谢神，他赐给我们复活的应许，赐给我们真实的复活。
So we thank God that He gave us the promise of resurrection.
而且当我们在仔细思考这个，要我们真正完全的来否定我们今天这个肉体的生命是非常重要的。
So this is very important for us to really look down the body we have or the life we have in this world.
这里圣灵感动保罗说，当有人问了我们复活的时候什么样的身体的时候，保罗圣灵借着保罗说了这样一段话。
So when people ask, how can the dead people resurrected? And Paul just answered this question, per the Holy Spirit in him.
他说：“无知的人呐，你所种的若不死，就不能生。”
So he said, the foolish.What you saw does not come to life, then unless it dies.
我们今天所有的这种生命，所这个种子，这所种的不过是将来的一个形体，不过是籽粒。
So whatever we have in this world's life is just a seed in the soil.
这实际上跟其他的经文可以结合起来，很清楚，我们信主的人必须来否定。我们今天这个肉体的生命。
So it's clearly that we believers, we have to deny the body we have as of today.
不仅仅是对我们今天这个身体的那一种从本质上的一种突破，更是告诉我们，我们常常所说的这个身体不是那么重要，而这个身体里面所包括的灵魂，这个灵魂必须重生。必须得救以后，必须要更新这个生命。
So this is a major breakthrough for our thoughts. So we know that we are not just talking about our physical body in this world. We have to consider of a spiritual life.
我可以给大家说一句话。
I can say one word to everybody.
不要再总是想着已经得救，永远得救啊。
Don't think about once I'm baptized, I will be saved forever and ever.
我说这个话的意思。不是否定一旦重生就一定会得救，而是告诉你们，一个重生的生命，它是必须要活着，必须要更新的，这才是重点。
So I tell you about that you are baptized doesn't mean you will be saved forever. Doesn't mean I am not recognized the baptism, but it means we have to baptize and trust in Jesus, and we grow all every day.
关于这一个。生命的更新，这个种粒，这个种子啊，只是一个将来形，不是将来的形体，只是一个种子，啊，最后是一个什么生命？这一个解经家有一个对这个比喻有一个解释，大家去体会。
So we talk about the renewal of our body or our spirit. There is a comments from the Ellicott say this way.
简单来说，新生命的诞生是随着旧生命的不断的死亡同时进行的。
All in all means the new life created is based on the old life, dead again and again.
好像这个我们说一旦得救永远得救的时候，实际上给我们一个错误的误导，就是说，好像我一旦受洗了。一旦重生得救了，我的任务完成了。但是圣经说得很清楚，你要做成得救的功夫。这话什么意思呢？
So we say that once we baptize, we'll be saved forever. Actually, it means once we saved, we have to continue to grow up.
做成得救的功夫，就是说，这个得救它是一个过程，是一个生命的过程。你必须跟随圣灵来完成这个过程，所以叫做成了。
So we have to accomplish the salvation means we have to live out the life and continue to grow up.
所以你要认识圣灵，而且要跟随圣灵呢。
So we have to know Holy Spirit, and we have to follow the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗最后有一句话，就是说了一个总结：血肉之体是不能承受神的国的。
So Paul said last, he said the flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
即使耶稣基督再来的时候，那些没有死的人需要改变；那些还活着，耶稣再来的时候，那个时候你都不能带着你这个身体见耶稣。
So when Jesus comes again, not only the dead body will resurrect, but all the persons still in this world cannot see Jesus Christ in his or her own body.
活着见耶稣啊，耶稣再来的活着的人都必须改变。
Even the person who's still alive when Jesus comes, they need to change.
改变就是把这个必死的身体改变成一个属灵的身体。
Change means to change the mortal body into a spiritual body.
这就是，这也是就是说的，要做成得救的功夫。
This means we have to accomplish the salvation.
我们总结来说，总结一下。
So let's make a conclusion.
所以，信徒的复活实际上是两个部分组成的。
So the resurrection of a believer is actually they are composed by two factors.
首先是灵性的复活，然后。再加上，然后是身体的复活。
So first is the resurrection of the spirit, then the resurrection of the body.
两个部分的复活。
Two parts.
而且实际上更重要的是，首先是灵性的复活，而且只有这个灵性的复活才能够导致身体的完全的复活更新。
So, most important is we have to have the resurrection of our spirit, then we can have the resurrection of our body.
我再解释一下。
Let me explain more.
更准确的就是说，灵性的复活和更新是永恒身体复活的前提和基础，加上了永恒身体复活。
So let's just say more precisely that the spiritual resurrection and the renewal is the prerequisite of and the foundation for the eternal resurrection of the body.
因为没有灵性复活的人，就是还没有认识主、没有归向主的人，他也会复活了。
So without a spiritual resurrection means those people who does not accept Jesus Christ.
但是他的复活，身体复活不是永远的复活。
And those people's body were resurrected also, but that is not a resurrection forever.
这就告诉我们，复活并不意味着永远活着。
So means resurrection does not mean it's have eternal life.
只有真正的按照圣灵的印记记在生命册上的人，他们的复活才能够成为永远的复活。
Only those people whose spirit is resurrected and their name was put on the book of life, then they will have the eternal life.
圣经告诉我们说，耶稣基督再来的时候。所有的人，包括坟墓的人啊，坟墓里面的所有的人都要复活。
So Bible said that when Jesus comes back again, everybody will resurrect, including those in the graves.
但是
，but
行善的复活得生，作恶的复活定罪。
But those who have good deeds will rise to live, and those who are evil will rise to be condemned.
圣经里面有一个非常准确的、有意思的表述，它没有很简单的说，信主的得生，不信的定罪。它这里说的更清楚，行善的，什么意思呢？
So Bible did not say that whoever believes in God will live, and those who does not believe God will to be condemned. And but why say that? It also said you have to do good, you have to have good deeds. Why say that?
圣经里面称信主的人为义人。
So Bible said that we are righteous because we believe in God.
但圣经里还有一句话告诉我们，只有行义的人才能称为义人。
But also in Bible said, only those people who have good deeds can be called righteousness.
换句话说，义人就必须行义。
In other words, that if we are counted as a righteous person, then we must have to do good deeds.
当然是行上帝的义，不是行我们的义。
Of course, the good deeds is per God's perspective, not per our perspective.
所以从下个星期开始
，So from next week，
我要讲再讲一个系列。
I will have a sermon in another series，
就是战胜法利赛人的义。
So that is the righteousness to conquer the
法利赛人的义是不能让人得救的。
So those Pharisees righteousness cannot save our
法利赛人的义是他自己的义。
That's righteousness is their own righteousness.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们知道这是，所以复活以后要接受上帝的审判，只有真正的被上帝接受上帝救恩，降服在上帝的圣灵引导下的人，才能够真正的被永远的活着。
So we know that once we were saved, but we have to live out really under God's will, then we can eventually be saved.
而没有真正重生的人，他只有复活以后要进入第二次的死，那个死是身体和灵魂的彻底的死。
And for those not truly being saved, believe in God, they will resurrect and they will face a second death, which is the death of the spirit.
所以最终的结局和归宿只有两个，一个是天国天堂，一个是硫磺火湖，也是我们俗称的地狱。
So there will be two final places. One is heaven, the other is Hades.
这就是对上帝回应的最后的结局。
So this is the final destination we can respond to our God.
最后一句话来总结今天的信息。
The last sentence to conclude today's sermon.
只有灵性复活的那个身体，这个身体复活，才有灵性的身体。没很绕口，什么意思呢？只有经过了那一个身体，有灵性先复活，这个身体的复活，它才会有一个真正属灵的身体。
So only our spirit resurrected, then we can have a resurrected body, and this resurrected body can only live forever because our spiritual was resurrected.
这样的灵性身体才能够永远活着。
Only this kind of spiritual body can live forever.
而没有认识上帝、没有得救的人，他们所复活的身体不是那一个可以永远活着的带着上帝灵性的身体。
So those people who does not believe in Jesus, they can have a resurrected body, but this resurrected body is not forever.
简单来说。
In simply speaking,
没有灵性的身体复活以后仍然没有灵性。
So for the body without spirit, even resurrected, the body still does not have spirit.
换句话说
，In other words,
今天的属灵的成长只有在今生才能进行。
So the growth in our spirit can only going forward in our lifetime.
我们离开这个世界，或者说死了以后，我们灵性是不可能再去继续的成长的。
So when we died and leave this world, our spirit can no longer keep on growing.
所以，感谢主他的话语。
So thank Lord for His words.
神的话语是要思考的。
So God's words we need to pondering around.
当你真正的思考了，你才能够明白你的信仰是什么。
When we really think over and pondering about it, then we can understand what's going on.
你明白你信的是什么，你才可能怎么去活着。
So we understand what we believe in, then we can know what we should live.
所以圣帝说你们要离开基督信仰的那个初端，不能天天只喝奶。
So God told us that we have to leave our starting point, and we cannot just take milk for the rest of our life.
必须要吃干粮。
We have to eat food.
吃干粮的人才能够坚强的站立。
We eat food, then we can stand still.
好，我们感谢主。
We thank God.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们感谢你为罪人死在十字架上。
We thank you died for us, sinners on the cross.
我们感谢你以上帝复活的大能，你三天后从死里复活。
We thank you that you have the power of resurrection and you resurrected from the grave after 3 days.
成为我们今天生活的榜样。
You set an example for our today's life.
因为你的复活就成为我们复活的基础。
Because your resurrection is the foundation of our resurrection.
你也告诉我们这一个血肉之体不能承受神的国。
You also tell us our mortal body cannot enter into God's kingdom.
求主的灵帮助我们。
Ask God, your spirit help us.
不是在活在肉体之中。
We are no longer live in our flesh body.
让我们不是靠肉体活着。
Let us not live just per our flesh body.
也不是靠肉体来侍奉。
Not use our flesh to serve you.
让我们真正的是成为一个属灵的人。
Let us become a spiritual person.
让我们能够靠着圣灵得救，也靠圣灵成圣。
Let us just by our Holy Spirit we can be saved, and also by our Spirit we can be blameless.
让我们成为一个聆听圣灵的声音，而能够。 每天都在圣灵的引导之下来生活、服侍、来成长的人。
Let us be able to listen to God's Holy Spirit words and also live under the God's Holy Spirit.
怜悯我们的软弱。
Just the mercy, have your mercy.
赦免我们的过犯。
And forgive our transgression.
让你重生的灵在我们中间。
Let your resurrected soul in spirit in our body.
带领我们,
lead us.
也让我们真正的降服在你的带领之下。
So we can truly subject it to you.
我们祷告祈求, 奉耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.